friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. Do you enjoy listening to music? Well, what kind of music do you enjoy listening to? Here's another question for y'all. Do you have a favorite composer? Let's see. We have Bach, Mozart, Debussy, Chopin, and of course, Beethoven. Well, yesterday we started learning all about Beethoven, but we still have more to learn about this great musician. Here are a few questions I would like you to think about and, of course, try to answer. What did Beethoven do at the age of 10? And what special gift did Beethoven get? Okay, friends, I know you have your magazines. Make sure they're open to today's lesson. And what are we waiting for? Let's begin. Come on.
The story of Ludwig van Beethoven. At about 10, he started composing his own music. By 1782, when Ludwig was 12, some of his compositions were published. As a teenager, Ludwig began playing the clavier in the court orchestra. "There's still so much I don't know," he thought. "I want to go to Vienna and study with the great masters." Most of all, Ludwig wanted to meet the great composer, Mozart. Ludwig got to perform for Mozart, who was amazed at his talent. In Vienna, Ludwig had a wonderful time talking to talented people and attending concerts. He even met an important man, Count von Waldstein.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 compose 这个动词 ,com 这个字根有一起或共同的意思。所以 compose 原本是指组成或构成，在这里特别是指作曲或者是作诗。例如 ,the piece of music was composed for a film. 这首曲子是为了一部电影而制作的。或者是 ,it only took an hour for the songwriter to compose this number one hit song.这位作曲家只花了一个小时就完成了这首冠军歌曲。他的名字是 composer, 意思是作曲家，特别是古典音乐的作曲家。例如 ,this award-winning composer was greatly inspired by his mother, who was also a great musician. 这位获奖的作曲家是被他的母亲所启发的，他以前同样是位卓越的音乐家。继续我们看的是与和 compose 相关的名词 composition。Composition 是指音乐作品或乐曲。例如 ,this composition is one of the musician's early works. 这首乐曲是这位音乐家早期的作品之一。Composition 也可以指创作，这个时候就是不可数名词。例如 ,Marvin studied piano and composition when he was in music school. Marvin 在读音乐学校的时候学的是钢琴和作曲。Composition 也指组成、构成或者是构成方式。例如 ,the chemical composition of this newly found substance is still unknown. 这个新发现的物质的化学构成尚处未知。
Thank you, Michelle. Friends, let's continue learning about young Beethoven. At about 10, he started composing his own music. Now we see three related word bank words in this section, okay? So first, we look at this word compose. He is writing his own music.
And of course, if he's writing his own music, we call him a composer. And what does a composer do? A composer composes a composition. So these are three related words. By 1782, when Ludwig was 12, some of his compositions were published. As a teenager, Ludwig began playing the clavier in the court orchestra. Have you ever seen an orchestra?
Well, yeah, actually, I love going to concerts. You can imagine it right here. Beethoven is just hanging out, watching this amazing music in an orchestra. And that is exactly what I enjoy as well. I love orchestras, bands of all kinds. But hold on a second. We see this word teenager in this section. What is a teenager? Steve and Ken have something to share about this in the Info Cloud.
If you're between the ages of 13 and 19, you are a teenager.
Why? Just say the numbers out loud. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Only the numbers between 12 and 20 have the word teen in them.
So that's the age bracket for teenagers, 13 through 19. However, even though an 18 or 19-year-old is technically a teenager, he or she is not usually referred to as one due to the fact that he or she is already considered an adult.
And speaking of an adult, there's also the term young adult. Even though we see the word adult in there, a young adult is really someone in their late teens. Many bookstores and libraries in America have a young adult section where books written for junior and senior high school students are kept.
Now, if someone is not quite old enough to be a teenager, we might call that person a preteen. Someone between the ages of, say, 9 and 12 would be a preteen.
Another word for a preteen is tween, which is mainly used in the U.S. A tween is a child between middle childhood and adolescence.
Yes, tween is actually a combination of the words teen and between. The term is often used by marketers who are trying to sell products to kids in the tween age range.
Teenager, 字典告诉我们是青少年, 但是严格讲, teenager指的是13到19岁的青少年, 因为只有13到19的英文字当中才有teen这个字, 但是18, 19, 虽然算是teenager, 但是已经不是青少年, 一般也不会用teenager来称呼他们, 再小一点的年龄, 从9岁到12岁是所谓的 preteen 少年, 那这个阶段的孩子呢, 在英文还有一个字, tween. Tween 是由 teen 跟 between 所组合成的一个比较新的字. 另外, young adult 是指 刚过青春期, 但还差一点就要迈入成年的人. 在出版业, 它是指 年龄在13到17岁左右的读者. 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见.
Thanks, guys. Okay, well, right here we see that Beethoven really wanted to meet Mozart. We read here, most of all, Ludwig wanted to meet the great composer Mozart. Now, most of all, that means more than anything else, he wanted to meet Mozart.
So, for example, I am so excited about going home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, I'm excited about seeing my family.
Oh, good. So there are many reasons you want to go back. Most of all, I get to see my family. Well, friends, we continue here that Ludwig went to Vienna. He had a wonderful time talking with people. He was probably doing some networking. He was getting to know different people that would probably help him in his career.
And networking is definitely a very important thing to do. If you have an opportunity to go to a conference, take some time, meet people, and do some networking. Well, right now it's time for us to go to the SC Challenge.
Well, Luke, thank you so much for joining us for today's SC Challenge.
No problem, Gabe. It's my pleasure.
All right. Well, here is the challenge. Our lesson is about Beethoven, and he had someone he admired, Mozart. So here's my question for you. If you could study under any one master, who would it be and why? First of all, do you play any instruments? I know that we've seen you here on Studio Classroom and Sing It Out. Can you remind us what instrument you play?
Well, I actually play the violin.
Mm-hmm. And not just the violin. He's also a drummer. He plays guitar.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. He's a very talented guy.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks.
So this question, if you could study under any one master, who would it be? It could have to do with musical instruments, or it could do with anything. So do you have anybody that you really admire?
Actually, this question is, well, it's easy to answer for me, because right now, why did I hesitate?
Do you not admire anybody? Do you?
Oh no,
do you
I admire.
Am I the person you admire?
Oh, Gabe. Oh, you're my role model.
I'm your role model.
Oh, when it comes to teaching English.
Okay.
But because I'm currently working in the television department at my work, I would say my directors.
Huh? Your directors.
Yes. So John Gao. He's the director for Let's Talk in English.
Yeah.
And Jean Chang for Studio Classroom.
Wait, I know John Gao.
Yes.
Who's Jean again?
Jean.
I'm just kidding. Jean is right here in the room with us. So you admire John and Jean.
Yes, because I see them both as my mentors here. I've learned so much from them. And just under their guidance, I feel like I'm growing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really thankful. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I know Jean is very grateful right now listening to this. And I think it's pretty cool that you can have someone who's there with you every day. Beethoven, it was a special occasion for him to visit Mozart, to see Mozart.
Mm.
But, of course, Jean and John are here all the time as good role models, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thanks for joining us for the SC Challenge. Friends, who is your role model? Who is someone you would love to study under? We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're in the middle of learning all about Ludwig van Beethoven. We've already learned that Beethoven is a composer, and what do composers do? They compose compositions, and yes, Beethoven started composing compositions at the age of 10. How many 10-year-olds do you know who would be able to compose a composition? Well, I know I don't know too many. Well, friends, we have more to learn about Beethoven right now.
The story of Ludwig van Beethoven. One day, the Count visited Ludwig. He found Ludwig living in a shabby house, and his room was dark. Sheets of music were all over the floor. An old piano was in the corner. "This is terrible," said the Count to himself. "He shouldn't have to use such an old instrument." A few days later, a new piano was delivered. Ludwig was shocked. "I didn't order a piano. I have no money to pay for one." The delivery man explained that it was a gift from the Count.
OK, 接下来我们看 shabby 这个形容词。 shabby 是指破旧的或破烂的。例如 the shabby old building is scheduled to be torn down next year. 这栋破旧的大楼被安排在明年会被拆除。或者是 the homeless guy only had a shabby coat to wear in cold weather. 这位流浪汉在冷天只穿了一件破烂的外套。shabby 也指不公正的或者是卑劣的。例如 Sarah complained about the shabby treatment she got at her workplace. Sarah 对她在职场上受到的不公平待遇有所抱怨。最后我们看的是 a new piano was delivered, 里面的 deliver 这个动词。deliver 是指运送或投递。例如 your order will be delivered tomorrow, 你订的货明天会被寄出。或者是 dairy food needs to be kept and delivered at a low temperature, 乳制品必须在低温中被储存及运送。它的名词是字尾加上 y 变成 delivery, 例如 the price of this product is $59 including delivery, 这个产品的价格是59元美金包括运费。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Okay, we continue here learning about Beethoven. Now, one day the Count visited Beethoven. He visited Ludwig. Now, this Count was Count von Waldstein, or Waldstein, and he was a very talented person and someone, I believe, who had a lot of money and someone who was able to help other people.
And we read here that he, referring to the Count, found Ludwig living in a shabby house, and his room was dark. And we want to take a look at that word, shabby. If something is shabby, that just means that it looks old and is in very bad condition. Of course, we're talking about a shabby house in the lesson, but there are other things that can be shabby as well.
Oh my goodness, Rebecca, where did you get this shirt?
What's wrong with my shirt?
It's kind of shabby, isn't it?
No, my shirt is not shabby. It does not look old.
No, it's not. It's actually a very nice piece of clothing, Rebecca. But you could talk about clothing as being shabby. Sometimes clothing can be kind of shabby looking.
Mm-hmm.
A house can be a little bit shabby. And you know what? If you want to say that something is not bad, maybe it's, hey, that's not bad. I like that. You could say, hey, that's not too shabby.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. But of course, Beethoven's house was a bit shabby, and his room was dark. Sheets of music were all over the floor. An old piano was in the corner. This is terrible, said the Count to himself. He shouldn't have to use such an old instrument. That actually reminds me, Gabe, when I first started learning to play the piano.
Uh-huh.
This is not a good idea, but I started learning to play on a very old piano, and that piano could not stay in tune, at all. It would not stay in tune.
So did that stop you from practicing, or why is that a bad idea?
It didn't stop me from practicing, but it was a bit discouraging, and it doesn't help you develop as good of an ear for music,
mm-hmm.
because you hear a lot of notes that are out of tune.
Ah, that's true. You know, I had a drum set. My first drum set was a very shabby drum set. I thought it was great for practicing, but I have to say, after a short period of time, I was looking forward to having a nicer drum set to practice on. Because if you have a nice instrument, it makes you want to play it more, right? It makes you want to practice more. So I think you're right, Rebecca.
Indeed. Well, of course, the Count found that Beethoven, or Ludwig, had a piano, an old piano. We could even say that perhaps it was a shabby piano. And he shouldn't have to use such an old instrument, the Count said to himself. A few days later, a new piano was delivered. Do you think Beethoven was surprised?
Oh, man, I think he was startled. I think he was surprised. We could say he was shocked or even amazed, right? Ludwig was shocked. I didn't order a piano. Oh boy. He doesn't have the money to order or buy a new piano, right? I have no money to pay for one, but the delivery man explained that it was a gift from the Count. Well, that's nice to know. It's a gift, so Ludwig doesn't have to pay him back.
This actually reminds me of a phrase. Actually, this is something that something that you'd actually find in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It is more blessed to give than to receive. I know as a kid, I always thought that it was more blessed to receive. I was like, yes, I get a present. I get a gift. But as I've gotten older, grown older, I realize it's actually more blessed when you give something to other people.
Well, yeah, it makes you a happier person when you're able to give to other people. And it's not just money, of course, but it could be things like a piano or other things or your time. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Now, I know that we just looked at this phrase last month, but that was another form, right? It's better to give than to receive. Here you see it. It's more blessed to give than to receive. You can use either phrase.
And so we would encourage you to take some time and look for opportunities in which you can give to other people. It could be your time. Maybe you know someone who needs just a little bit of encouragement. Why don't you write them a note and encourage them? Remember, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Okay, so Beethoven received this wonderful gift from mm-hmm. this Count. Now, what's going to happen with this gift and with Beethoven's talent? We're going to find out next time. But for right now, it's time for us to sing
it
out. Oh, no. Where's my other drum brush?
Giving, giving, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving, giving, thanks for giving, what gift will you give to me?
Oh, well, actually, I have a gift right here for you.
It's an egg beater.
Here you go.
That is not an egg beater. This is my other drum brush. I need this to play drums.
Oh, well, now that you can play drums, let's teach all these people the giving song.
Okay.
Okay.
How can you give to help your neighbor? How can you give to help your family? How can you give to help the world? It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Sing with us.
How can you give to help your neighbor? How can you give to help your family? How can you give to help the world? It's more blessed to give than to receive.
You know what? Sometimes you can give. Maybe someone has a talent, but they don't have a lot of money. They need some money to get started with their business. Maybe you have the money that they need. You can give to them, and they can get started. It'll be glorious, wondrous.
How can you give to help your neighbor? How can you give to help your family? How can you give to help the world? It's more blessed to give than to receive. Giving, giving, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving, giving, thanks for giving, what gift will you give to me?
That is a good question, Ben. What gift will I give to you? Here is this. It is Zhanji. So it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue learning about Ludwig van Beethoven.
Right here on
Studio Classroom.